You're listening to the Reluctant Adult Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, follow us on social media and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million.
This week from the internet, Todd McFarlane kickstarts a new crowdfunding campaign that was either wildly successful or a total failure. Plus, Marvel hopes to butter up the box office with a Deadpool and Wolverine popcorn bucket that fans can't keep their hands off. And we bid adieu to Super 7's The Simpsons Ultimates with a review of the most bizarre wave to date. I'm trying to be a sensitive father, you unwanted moron! It's the Reluctant Adult Podcast.
Don't you be a dummy! Buckle your safety belt!
It's morphin' time!
Welcome to another episode of the Reluctant Adult Podcast. My name is Paul, and I am joined, as always, by the man who sells out faster than a Todd McFarlane Kickstarter, Bill!
Hi, everyone. That's right. I sell out so fast and hard, it's not funny.
Give me that money. Give me that money.
Money.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Todd McFarlane and his crowdfunding shenanigans a little later. I ignored it mostly, but then I saw something tonight that I was like, well, let me look into this. And then I was like, well, there's a whole story here, so we're going to talk about it.
Oh, perfect. I know nothing
story.
About it, as
well,
always.
We'll explore
it
together.
I'm going to be surprised. Very nice.
Top story of the week. CinemaCon happened, and we learned a lot about the movies that we're going to see over the next couple of years. So I had to Google what this was, because I just kept seeing announcements from Disney and Paramount, and I was like, what is happening? Why are we getting all this information? So apparently there is this thing called the National Association of Theater Owners, NATO, which I feel like that's taken.
Yeah.
They went with that acronym. Okay.
It's
whatever.
Like how WWF had to change to WWE.
Oh my God.
Should fix this.
I wonder if they'll ever go back. Because it's like Vince just didn't want to pay. But I think at this point,
I was never confused in the first place. I really wasn't.
Well, no, nobody was.
Okay.
The worst part was they had to go back and blur out all the old footage. So if you bought DVDs of past events, it just had big and like all the turnbuckles had WWF on them.
Yeah,
so they were just
and
the ref's pocket had like it was disgusting. It was so terrible. So thankfully they don't have to do that anymore. But
well, that's good.
All right, so CinemaCon. Apparently, it happens every year. I don't
Bimon Sci-Fi Con for me. It's a convention every. I'm going to a toy show tomorrow. It's like there's a convention every day for crying out loud. Yes.
Is there
going to
be a Dan there? Are you going to see a Dan?
No. This is the one went to, and all the kids got all the free stuff last year. So.
Oh, cool.
We're already back on a 1-year cycle at this point.
Try to get some people that want to run ads on the show. Be like, hey. You have a great product here. You know, you could reach a much wider audience if you only advertise on the number one action figure podcast, weekly podcast, asterisk, asterisk. I do wonder, like, how you rank us in terms of, like, what are the other action figure podcasts? There's Adventures in Collecting.
There are, but they're not as frequent as us. So
they do.
And they do a lot of interviews.
Most of their shows are now interviews, but then they've started doing these smaller episodes. Like they did one after WrestleMania talking about the different outfits and like which ones would make the best figures.
Okay.
So that, you know, they post content.
Good.
But yeah, they're definitely not a weekly show like we are. I feel like we're the only weekly
action figure. I mean, there's the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, and they do it weekly, but that's specifically wrestling figures.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned, we're number one.
We're number one.
In the demo.
There we go.
We are the demo.
I'll take that.
We're the demo. Yeah.
Until someone else tells us otherwise.
And even that.
We're it.
What are you basing that on? Nobody knows how many listens.
Forget that.
Nobody knows how many downloads these shows are getting. It's not like YouTube where it puts the number there.
I kind of wish it would.
I'd like to know. Yeah, we're real
Prussia
big. We're real big in some other countries.
Prussia doesn't exist anymore.
They're just. I think at the other countries, they're just downloading all the shows and then using our audio to feed into AI.
So someday they'll be able to replicate us. I'm like part of some audio call center.
Yes,
just like every 100%. Single word.
100% that is happening.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, this week I sent you. I'm working on a theme song for the show using AI.
Yeah, I saw that
because there's this website. Where you can put in as little or as much information as you want, and it'll make a theme song, or you know, it'll make music. You can choose the genre. And I just feel bad for musicians. Like every day there's a new group of people to feel bad for. Like most recently it was artists. Now we're into the musical. It's like
who's next?
The fact that this can be done with such little effort. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry if you dedicated your life to one specific thing, but you've wasted your time.
It startles me so much because you ever remember that Black Mirror episode where the animation becomes like the president or the remember that episode
with the pig?
Not the pig. No, not that one. Goodness, no. There's one where
goodness.
There's one where there's like this emoji character.
Oh yes,
becomes the leader, and it's like
yeah,
my God, we're so close.
I mean, I think, you know, it already happened. Like, you could say that it was a real human, but, like, essentially, it happened already.
It already happened.
So, what was it?
Back to CinemaCon.
CinemaCon!
5 minutes ago, CinemaCon happened.
Enjoy movies while they are still made by people, with people, because eventually they will all be AI.
CinemaCon!
So, obviously, there were movies discussed, but it's so funny that popcorn buckets have become such a central part of the conversation around movies now that I feel like this was the big news coming out of CinemaCon. So, we saw popcorn buckets for Baby Garfield. Very cute.
Okay.
Alien, like the Xenomorph's head, and apparently you can put it on your wrist. I don't know what that does. Maybe you can puppeteer it, like the little inner mouth pops out. I'm not really sure.
That Alien Romulus movie that's coming out? Okay. I would have preferred an egg at that point. I mean, Xenomorph head, exciting,
well, you know,
but missed opportunity with the egg.
Maybe another
like the
theater.
Egg is where it's at.
Because there's multiple theaters. We saw with Ghostbusters, there were two traps, and then another theater had other stuff. So there's still potential.
Slimer bucket.
Yes. Fake Slimer bucket. But the big movie, big popcorn opportunity, Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, they did show some popcorn paraphernalia, and there was a taxi cab with Deadpool riding on top, and there were some cups, and there were some other things to get an idea of what Wolverine's mask is going to look like. But Kevin Feige did promote that there will be a Deadpool popcorn bucket reminiscent of the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. And we all know the insanity surrounding the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. So they're leaning into it. And I feel like this could go terribly wrong. Because it's like people are going to, you know, it's like a challenge. It's like, how wrong can you make this? Like, they're going to, I don't know that we've officially seen it because I've seen different people have AI renders of what this could look like.
Sure.
We don't really know other than it's supposed to be designed by Deadpool and that he's trying to one up the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. So what do you think this could look like?
Oh, this could be so many things. Maybe it's just Headpool.
Headpool, sure. Well, we got that
disembodied head.
Hasbro made that, right? That electronic one.
So they made that one, but Headpool's an actual character. He's the zombified version of Deadpool from the zombie universe.
And you think they would just have, but that's not like
no, I know.
It's gotta be disgusting.
You think so?
It's gotta be.
The Dune 2 popcorn bucket was unintentionally disgusting. That's just everyone.
They knew what they. Are you kidding me? They could have done something else. Get out of town.
Couldn't go that far.
Get out of town. No, they knew what they were doing. They're geniuses. Okay. So I'm almost afraid that Deadpool is going to go too far, and that we're going to have a Grimace Shake situation on our hands.
Oh, really?
Where people take it too far. Like I'm saying, challenge accepted. They're going to try to one up each other. So I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid for what the internet's going to look like when this popcorn bucket comes out. But that's what Disney wanted, I guess.
It's interesting. It feels like the turnaround for a popcorn bucket is pretty quickly. So if like they're announcing, we're going to do something fun for... But maybe it's just been in the... No, because they want to do it comparative to the Dune popcorn bucket, which... Yeah. I mean, it feels like you and I were talking about that popcorn bucket for ages, even before the movie came out.
True.
So they probably had some idea. So they probably had a little bit of working time to figure it out.
It's also possible that this was started unrelated to the Doom 2 popcorn bucket, and then when they saw how well that did, at least in terms of media exposure, they were like, "All right, let's do it." Like maybe they were trying to make it a little more sly, but then they're like, "Nope, all the chains off. Let's do it."
I really want to see someone's house with all the popcorn because popcorn buckets, in my opinion, are just the new cookie jars for a lot of people. And it's just like, I want to see the rooms dedicated to popcorn buckets.
I do wonder what that looks like. Because they have a large footprint, some of them.
They do. Disney just did a Jabba the Hutt one, if you saw that. The electronic Jabba the Hutt.
With the Salacious Crumb, did he come with that?
I don't know if he did. I think he was just in picture with it. No, it just looked Jabba. Like, yeah.
Right. So it's like, what do you do?
I still have the Simba one. I hate it.
Baby Simba. He's holding him up.
Yeah,
like you hold him up. He's like Baby Simba. I love that one.
Well, it's okay, but at the same time, I think I saw one at the Goodwill at one point. But like, they all have that quick release strap, so it's like you could be walking and you just do one more footfall a little too hard, and the thing just comes off you.
Oh, so it's, you don't get sucked into machinery like it has to legally.
Yeah, like, legally it has to have a quick break.
I gotcha. That's why if you see someone at a theme park wearing a tie, like a necktie. It's a clip-on because they can't wear the full tie because if they get sucked into machinery they will perish. So,
right, that makes sense.
Fun fact:
don't wear ties to amusement parks.
We've all seen those Chinese animation videos of people being sucked into the machinery. Lord.
Yes,
those all really happen. Those aren't just like worst case scenario. Those are actual things that happen.
Not
to people.
Cautionary tales. Those are actual events.
This is a historical document. So Deadpool this summer, correct? So we should be seeing.
I think
this final.
It's the only. It's the only Marvel movie coming out this year, as far as I know.
Did something get pushed back?
I think everything
supposed to be another.
Back.
Well, everything got pushed back.
I don't believe there was. I mean, I think at one point there was. I think they're starting to show. We're starting to see images from the new Captain America movie. But again, I don't.
Yes,
think
Yes, we saw Harrison Ford. Yeah, and they acknowledged that the actor is different in a sort of fun way because he doesn't have a mustache anymore. The character
William Hurt. He did die.
That's why they had to replace him with Harrison Ford. And Harrison Ford will never die. We've seen from that plane crash, he survived.
He is airplane crash proof. Mm-hmm. He's everything proof. Lightsaber proof. No.
He did. And then Thunderbolts.
The Thunderbolts.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
And Kevin Feige's like, I'm not going to tell you what it means. And we're like, we don't care.
What? We don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Stop being so coy about it.
There are two trains of thought for this. One, that at the end of the movie, they decide not to be called Thunderbolts. And they're like, the Dark Avengers or something.
Oh.
And the other one is that this is part one of two. So it'll be Thunderbolts part one.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't count those chickens till they're hatched. Like, if this movie does so poorly. So, I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. Hey. Fantastic Four. You know what? You know what? I don't care about live action Marvel anymore. I care about animated Marvel because.
That's all I'm in for.
X-Men 97. Let's just say X-Men 100 because this show is on another level. My God. This week's episode, episode 5.
That's all they can call it. They're like episode 5.
There's no words. Episode 5. To describe what happens in this episode. If you have not seen it, please go watch it. But we're going to spoil it.
Watch it three times, four like I did.
Everybody's
dead. My goodness. My goodness. What?
So the plot is probably the best 30 minutes of Marvel anything. Like if you get the best 30 minutes of any other movie or TV show, stack it up against these 30 minutes.
Right.
Hard pressed to find a better 30 minutes. So the mutants, half the team head over to Genosha because they're joining NATO, the UN. National Association of Theater Owners.
Oh.
Or the UN. That's right. That
they're
was
joining
the
UN.
Joining the UN. And they're gonna have Magneto. They're like, they're making Magneto king, or he's reluctant king, I guess.
Right. He will be the leader of Genosha.
And he needs a queen, and he's like, Rogue, be my queen. And she's like, okay. It seems
sure
like
thing.
That she's okay with it. And then the tri-faced Sentinel shows up and just blows everybody to hell.
Oh my. Cable shows up first.
Oh, right. So Cable runs in and he's like, turn off the music. And we're like,
just shut the music down, everybody.
Just
turn it off.
Kid, you damn kids and your rock, damn old people and your rock and roll.
Turn it off. That's going to stop it.
And
you can hear the music. Turn it off.
Thankfully, we had the earlier line from Cyclops about the baby's brown eyes, and they did a close-up of Cable's brown eyes, and we're like, hey.
Oh.
Man, look at that. And then he's like, Mom, no. So she knows.
Right.
And he gets sucked back in the future, and he warned nobody. Nobody was prepared.
Nobody.
But if the music had been turned off, everyone would have been saved.
I was very excited, though, because I didn't watch a lot of like action figure stuff, but I got the Jean Grey figure and the Cyclops figure when they popped back up on Amazon last week. And the Jean Grey comes with two head sculpts, and one of them is the Madeline Pryor head sculpt with the hair down. And I was like, oh.
Yes, very smart.
That's
very good
very
on
smart.
Their part.
Yes.
Yeah.
This line
is great.
I'm like casually buying them. I'm like picking them as I think they'll get like more expensive or like right before they get more expensive. So like at this point, like Executioner's kind of been hanging around a lot. So I'm expecting him to go to clearance.
Sure.
I haven't picked up Nightcrawler and I haven't picked up Magneto. I think those three. The new Magneto.
Sexy Magneto.
But I feel like, I mean, I wanted to see what the prices for Gambit went for after this episode. And I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm wondering, it's like, I should have gotten that Deadpool set with the monkey, the white suit Deadpool. So I could put Gambit in there with that white suit.
That would have been nice. Yeah.
Such a fantastic episode. I don't know.
Somebody did a nice custom of Gambit in his basketball outfit with the half shirt, the cutoff shirt. That was
very
nice. It was like almost they made it too detailed though with the paint. So I was like, doesn't look like a Hasbro product, but I appreciate
it. This looks like a
model. Yeah, I mean I understand you're an artist, but like, come on. So yeah, so at the end of the episode we have Gambit and Magneto presumed dead.
Right. Well, everybody at that point, I feel like, except Rogue.
Rogue is okay.
I mean, there's survivors.
Why do we know that Rogue was
okay? Because she's cradling Gambit in a crater.
Oh, I can't feel it.
In like the Death of Superman pose.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Right.
And then, so the other half of the team stayed in New York to be interviewed by that very nosy news reporter. Where's your son? Where's your missing son? I don't see him anywhere.
She's getting all
in the future.
She's getting all the casual, like, film. It's just, like outside the window Scott Summers drinking a coffee. It's like, what's the cameraman doing out there? It's
what
not like
going on.
It's not just like a talking head moment. It's all just like little in their invasive. In their element.
Yeah,
like crying.
Bizarre. You know what's interesting? Oh, and then Jean kisses Wolverine, and he's like,
does,
"You like made a mistake, water. Bub. That never happened."
Right.
Wolverine. It's funny how Wolverine is really taken aback.
It's Jean Grey and Cyclops. It's not Cyclops and Wolverine. That's right.
They've pushed Wolverine to the background a little bit, which I
feel like
because
it's fine. We've had Wolverine the last 20 years. 20 years.
Well, that's the
Wolverine. Wolverine.
We got to start building up some new stars. This is like in wrestling. You got to build up the next generation of stars.
Right.
Can't keep having Hulk Hogan come out.
Tell another story.
There's another story. Yeah, that's a story for another day. So we leave. You know, everybody's in shambles. So. Who? Yep. What's this? What's the story behind the three-headed sentinel? Is
so
this
the
master mold.
You know, I think there's several. They're like, well, I think they're called wild sentinels.
Wild with a Y.
Wild sentinels. This one
Godzilla. Sentinel.
This one kind of looks like this kaiju sentinel was created. At least the appearance of this one was similar to the one that Cassandra Nova created, and she's the. The twin of Professor X and a villain who also attacks Genosha, but I feel like we're not getting that story. We just kind of got the elements of the Sentinel. I think
no, because apparently that story is being reserved for another media. So.
Right, yes. Right.
Hint,
so
hint,
it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I think at the beginning of the season, what's his name? The guy that was creating Master Mold was like, do you really think this was the only Master Mold? So I think that there's always been like a B and C plan for these Sentinels. And someone's making them. The thing was like a Sentinel factory. It was just popping up regular Sentinels here and there.
Yeah.
Not that it had to. Didn't the HasLab Sentinel have like a tri-face as well?
I do think so. Yeah. I think there was something there. They knew.
They knew something.
Oh. I saw this week that they made a retro commercial for the 97 figures, and they used that mass market Sentinel, the like soap bottle, the shampoo bottle.
Yeah. I got one right over here. It's great.
Yeah,
I never saw that.
It
in
is
the
great.
Stores, I don't think. I don't think I ever saw that in the stores.
I don't think I ever saw it in the stores either. I got mine on Amazon like right when they went up.
Oh, and all the 97 X-Men stuff's all going to clearance now. Even that basic line, all on clearance at Target. It's all like $5 and under. The Blackbird Jet. Clearanced, gone.
Because even kids don't want that crap. The kids are just going to buy the Marvel Legends. Like, come on. Like, stop. Stop what you're doing. Nobody wants the shitty toys when there are good toys. Kids aren't going to... I know, like, some little kids that don't know better. But those kids are probably buying Bluey or something. They're not buying X-Men.
Hey, don't knock Bluey.
They're buying Transformers.
Talk about Bluey later. Talk about Bluey later.
Gujitsu. Like, stuff that Gujitsu. Is for kids. Stop trying to dumb down your, like... Not adult, but like, stop trying to dumb down product for kids. Kids don't want dumb down product. They want the good stuff.
Not for this show. I mean, who's showing their kid this at this point? I mean, I think it's clearly established itself that this is an adult cartoon. Has no business being shown to like a 4 and 5 year old.
It was giving me Aeon Flux vibes. Do you remember?
Was it?
Aeon,
I do remember.
Aeon from MTV days. Like even the anime, like, Magneto's face when they had the close ups of him. Just like,
right.
Ugh. It's creeping me out. But I'm very excited to see where this episode goes. And you were saying that the guy that got fired, the showrunner, was like, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you thought that one was hard, wait till you see the end of this season.
8 through 10. Yeah, because so next week we're going back to the Storm story, I believe, with Forge. So they're going to, they teased us with this, and then we're going back.
Yeah.
Tamer territory as it is.
I heard a rumor that Storm will appear in a What If episode.
Oh. The Watcher appeared in this episode.
Yes. Okay, I was going to ask if you saw they had an establishing shot and you could see his head in the sky.
Looking over. This
that
event.
Watcher, it's the same Watcher from What If, and apparently that actor will appear in the live action somewhere. So.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea that this is one contained universe and that it's all connected? Or do you feel like that's limiting?
How so?
Because there will be contradictions.
To what?
So it's like saying that this animated universe,
right,
has the same Watcher character. Like, the same Watcher is watching this as is watching the what if as is watching.
Yeah, but
the
didn't they establish that's how this just is? Like, this is its own separate thread of the multiverse.
I know, but do you like that? All the characters could, like, come and go if they wanted to?
That so much doesn't bother me, but it doesn't, like, the stakes aren't raised at that point for anything. Like, I don't take any of it at all seriously. Like, everything, there's this whole destruction, like, is there going to be fallout from it? Sure, that'd be great, but, again, they're going to bring time travel back?
Of course. Well, that's the thing. Once you introduce time travel, nobody's dead forever.
Yeah. Well, so I was thinking about it too, and that really kind of irked me, because obviously MCU time travel is a different thing with branch timelines. But if you go back to the Days of the Future Past episode from the original X-Men cartoon run, you've got Bishop going back in time saying, if you change the future, if you change the past, it's going to affect the future.
Yeah.
And it's like the Back to the Future time frame. Time travel rules, in my opinion. Right. Like, it's a kid's version of, like, explaining time travel. But at that point, I was like, oh, that makes sense to me, and that's cool. Not this, it's going to create a branch, and then I don't like all that complicated branch stuff, I guess.
Last night, we watched Everything All at Once. Everything Everywhere All at Once, finally.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's like, you know, this decision is made, but then it creates a branch, because if the decision was made the other way, they creates, you know, that whole world plays out, and they're all happening simultaneously. It's just a storytelling technique.
You're watching some pretty heady stuff lately. You're just like,
what else?
Three body problem.
Yeah,
everything everywhere all at once. You're just like, brain over stimulation overload. I gotta think nonstop. Here I am just wrestling with Bluey selling their house, and I'm just like, what are the ramifications?
You know what? We're going to get into that right after these messages. Big news in the Blueyverse. It looks like our favorite family from Down Under might be moving on. What's going on?
So I'm going to tell you right now, Bluey as you know it is coming to an end.
No. No.
So not only are they selling their, they had a real interesting episode in Ghost Basket this previous week with the for sale sign of their house.
Yeah.
And they're coming up this Sunday. By the time this airs, Sunday will have come and gone, but we're going to have the longest episode of Bluey ever.
Ooh,
21
special.
Minutes long.
What?
Three times the Bluey. They're usually 7 to 8 minutes. They're usually very short.
Are they ever going to do a Bluey movie? Like, how could they fill so much
time? Well, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
After this episode, the studio is going on hiatus.
What does that mean?
With no return date.
What?
But they are promising to return. They're taking a break from Bluey.
Is it like Australian New Year over there? Like Chinese New Year? They shut everything down? What's going on?
So,
what's the story?
I have a theory. I don't know. So I'm just a Bluey fan. I'm just a Bluey adult.
No inside information.
I don't subscribe to any of the fan channels or any of the groups or anything like that.
Newsletter.
I'm an isolated Bluey fan, just like I'm an isolated toy fan. All this behind me, I only talk about this with you. So Bluey's the same way. But my theory is that we're going to see a time jump.
Oh, my God. A Bluey time jump?
Not a huge one, but enough to still. So the kids, the actors who do the voiceovers for the kids have never been credited, just for their own personal protection. However, kids get older.
It's been the same kids the whole time.
It's been the same kids for the first three seasons.
Because
my theory
is
they're
going to
recast them.
Damn.
Right, and you notice that too, right?
Of course, it's horrible. It's horrible.
And you notice the Paw Patrol, Ryder, all that stuff, the voices change.
Yeah, yeah.
So the kids get older. So I'm thinking that we're going to get like a 3 to 4 year time jump. And at that point, we still get to capitalize on those kids that grew up when Bluey was pertinent to them at the 4 and 6 year old age range.
Damn.
That's my theory. It works for toys too, because then you can bump up the toys, make different Bluey, different Bingo. The parents
so
stay the same.
How old will they be? Will they be teens?
No, I don't think. Well, if I'm saying it, if it's only like maybe 4 years.
Well, how old are they in the show?
I believe Bluey is 6 and Bingo is 4.
So like 10 and 8.
And we've seen time jumps before because Sox, their youngest cousin, was a puppy when it first aired. And then you could tell she was a puppy because she just walked on four legs.
Right.
You fast forward to the FaceTime episode and even episodes in that, and she's on two legs and can talk. So there are time jumps within the show that we're subtly noticing.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm just trying to take that all in, trying to understand that.
Telling you.
Okay.
That's a working thought. I really feel like that's what's going
to
happen.
It's a risk, but I understand why they would want to do that. That's interesting that they've never credited the children. I hope they still get paid or something.
I'm sure they do. The voice actors for the parents, they're like on tour doing like conventions and stuff like that. It's kind of wholesome. They do like little TikToks where they go talk to like regular kids as their characters' voice. But it's just like it's just their voice anyway. It's not any bit different. They're just like not so much phoning it in, but they just sound the same.
Right, sure.
But that's just my thought, because we do work on a delay with Bluey in the U.S., so a lot of the stuff is already aired in Australia and in the U.K. and everywhere else around the world, and we get it kind of last as it's distributed to Disney.
Well, now I want to know. I need to, like, find the...
We need hard evidence.
We need the biggest Bluey expert on the internet to come on the show and break this down, because that would blow my mind.
I'm just putting Moose it on the record. That's all.
I wonder if Moose has any inside info. Like, they got to start making some new molds of these characters. They're going to look a little different.
Maybe. I mean, we've seen...
What if they move to the U.S.? What if they do?
And they have new characters and everything else. I mean, it makes sense from a toy perspective to a media perspective. You know, you have a line where you've kind of gone through every single character. We've seen every single Bluey. I have more Bluey figures than I have any other character. Then I have like Luke Skywalker figures at this point. I've got more Blueys.
Wow. That's
like
crazy.
I got a bag of Blueys.
What if they get new neighbors, or they move to a new town and they move next to the conservative version of Bluey that they tried to make?
Oh, yes. Yes.
They're like, and they have to learn to get along despite their political differences.
Right.
That would be something. Wow.
It would be something.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see where Blue. The kid has finally. He was only watching Daniel Tiger, but now we got him. I got him watching Muppet Babies, like the CGI version. He's way into that. So I feel like Bluey's right there. We can easily slide into Bluey. So close. Yeah. All right. Well, that's very exciting. Another thing that I'm very excited about is that Brian from Super 7, who still works there, apparently, he did not comment on our story from last week. He confirmed, and this is the first time I've heard it confirmed, that Super 7 is doing action figures based on the 2003 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that was on Fox. He confirmed it. So much so that the next pre-order is going to be that set. So we're going to get to see what these toys look like. And I hope they're good, because honestly, this is a dream line for me. I remember back in the day, I was so mad that the Playmates figures did not look like the show. They looked like the canceled, not prototype. They were gonna do a show that was much closer in design to the Mirage comic, and then for whatever reason, that didn't happen. And they went with those designs. So the toys that Playmates put out look like those canceled designs.
Right. And we didn't get anything like flash forward, right? Kind of realigned them at that point. They were just kind of goofy. Nobody really wanted flash
forward. It wasn't until flash forward that we got like on model characters. The only one we really got was when Michelangelo adopted his superhero persona, the Turtle Titan. They redid that figure from the ground up, and it looked, I mean, you put that next to one of the other figures, you could see how different they look. So, yeah, but we never really got good on-model characters. And I was always, like, it's so exciting. I was trying to make, back in the day, I was trying to make customs of them. And I got those Toy Biz. I think it was Toy Biz at that point. The Daredevil body. And it had, like, the big ball joints, but it had good articulation. But I was like, how do I make the shell? Because then you lose all of, like, the ab crunch. And so I'll be very interested to see what these look like. But somebody was saying that they should have double jointed elbows, because that was one of the things that Brian would always fight against. But now, right. But now somebody's pushing him to do more modern articulation.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
would you take for that? Would you collect those?
I would like that set. I did like that series quite a bit. That was the first Turtle series that I didn't open, so there, I still have all my set still unopened.
A whole thing? Crazy.
Most of it. Most. Wow. I dropped off, like most Turtle stuff. I had burnout where it was just of those harder to find figures. But yeah, I have most of those.
You never opened a single one?
Nope.
Huh. They also re-released those recently, but I never saw them.
They have. I've never seen them at Walmart.
I don't check Walmart. No, I did check Walmart.
You have to check Walmart. Walmart's been hitting it all week.
They've got some. They're fine. I don't know. It's like season. It's clearance season, I guess. I love clearance season.
Oh my god! Yeah, dude, I love clearance season.
I miss the old clearance season when Target would move everything to the other aisle.
Yeah,
now you just walk down it being like, just give it up, give me all of it. I love it.
I kind of just like being surprised at this point, because it's like you have to find it, and then then like on some cases, because they're all in aisle still, and they all have a shelf tag, and sometimes someone moves something and you find it, in the aisle, or like they run a clearance in store, but they also run it online. And you get to check two different things. So I've had a great week.
What did you find?
I mean, I have a whole box of goodies here. Just look at this box of goodies.
This is stuff you ordered online?
This is stuff I ordered online. They had the oversized turtle.
Oh, how much were those?
$11.
That's good. That's worth it.
Can't beat that. What else did
you
they have?
You could still have your originals like I do behind me.
That's true. I only have one. This Boba Fett's $5. I just got one. I already have two, but for $5, I'm like, I could just keep giving it to my son and be like, you can keep losing the gun, kid. Here it is.
Somebody has a photo from a store that's like the only toy they have, and they have so many of them.
The Christmas droid that I was unwilling to pay $27 for was down to $11.
Playing the long game. That's so funny that one didn't perform well, but usually those sell out so quick.
No. The Cassian boring Andor figure for $6.
So boring. So boring.
So boring. What else? I got in store. I told my daughter that I would definitely show these off because Lego's big in my house. You go down the Lego aisle. She loves these Lego Friends sets. This was an $80 set.
Yikes.
$30.
Oh, there it is.
$30.
You don't usually see Lego on clearance.
No, usually you don't. And when you do, it's already gone.
Right.
What else did I find in store? Sexy Chewbacca. $9. Oh,
okay. Well, $9. I would argue that Sexy Chewbacca is Return of the Jedi Chewbacca. That's
okay.
That's like,
oh yeah,
Chewbacca's.
That's true. He's all glammed up. You're right.
That's the other. That's not. I think that we Chewbacca should be reserved for Chewbacca. That's. What's his name? Kershik.
Black Chrysanthemum. Another friend set from Lego. $60 originally. $24.
Thank you for being my friends.
What else did we get? Like I said, I went nuts. The Ecto 1 from that re-release line is only $20. I picked up another Ecto 1.
How much is it normally?
I think it was 40.
No.
Maybe it was 35. I don't know. The Mega Mutant was $11.
There it is. That's a fun figure.
I gave one to my kid, but now I've got one to keep in package forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on. Who else we got? Scrap Iron, $17. Okay.
I wanted to talk about this. So I found Scrap Iron, like a whole pallet of him. Like he's, you know, where he is on the shelf, nobody bought any of them. And I found him on Amazon for $25 because how much did he run originally? 40 something?
$35 to $40, yeah.
So I when I saw him so cheap on Amazon, I was like, score.
Sure.
But the fact that he was 17, I was like, I'm mad I paid $25. I started a refund. I'm like, I'm sending it back. I don't want to have it. I thought it was such a good deal.
I went back specifically to get the one I left behind last night, and it had been someone purchased it, but
what do you do with that
figure? I found those Legos. What do you mean?
Like, what does he come with? Some sort of.
He comes with a drone. He's got a.
What is it? It's supposed to like go in the. Is it just?
You can probably put it.
Like, what does he do with
it? It doesn't fly. It's just artillery.
It's a drone that doesn't fly.
You can put it in the back of the Hiss tank.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, if it connects to the Hiss tank.
It can.
Do you have that? Do you have the Hiss tank?
I do.
But it's not open.
Not yet. I'm on vacation this week.
Oh, my God.
So
always.
Always.
So on vacation. Jesus Christ.
I intend to...
you got to open some stuff?
Do some things.
Because you got some space now. You got some space.
Yes, I got some space.
Oh, you're going to see Ghostbusters? I hope it's still in theaters. I hope it's still there.
I've checked. It is.
You better get your ticket
several
now.
They're not like, we can't do that. Several of my family members have already seen it and have said, I liked it, but it was a little confusing. And I was like, did you see the one before it? And they go, no. And I'm like, that's probably why it was confusing.
Like, you're like, who are half of these characters?
Right.
I mean, how did you not see it?
Someone in my family was like,
Afterlife.
Someone in my family was like, you know, I liked the second, like the, I liked two-thirds of it. I didn't like the first part of it where the Ghostbusters weren't in and it was a new group of Ghostbusters. And I was like,
"Yeah,
you saw Afterlife, right? And it was just I was like, no, what?
Yeah, that's one of the movies. You have to at least be aware.
You have to be aware that it exists. Yes.
It's not like the Godzilla movies where you can go in fresh. Oh. Although you were saying that you actually... You got more out of Godzilla because you had seen the previous Godzilla movies.
It's true.
Or
I
King
did.
Kong.
I mean,
is it a Godzilla movie or is it a King Kong movie?
It's more of a King Kong movie than it is anything else. I feel like they find that King Kong plays more to the human demo than Godzilla does.
Well, maybe not now after this new Godzilla that did so well.
Oh, I don't know. Well, no, that's the thing. King Kong was the prominent character in this. Godzilla may have spent...
other Godzilla.
What other Godzilla?
Minus one.
Oh, minus one. Yes. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Let's do King Kong minus one and see how well that does.
Oh. I mean, this was great. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but I really enjoyed...
No.
The Kong X Godzilla New Empire.
That scene where they run at the camera in slow motion, is it funny or is it good?
It's so quick. And then there's just the wide shot of the opposing forces going into battle, and then the subterranean society activates a zero G device, and the gravity just gets boosted, so they're all floating. It's just a lot of fun if you like beasts, if you like all that kaiju nonsense.
Is there a secret final boss monster that they haven't shown that I think we've seen in toy form now? Like a white character.
That one is revealed fairly early. It's just a imprisoned Titan, as it were. It's not any stronger than, say, your run of the mill Godzilla. It's just
there's not like a final boss character then.
No, not that I
saw. Like the Rock
the Rock's gonna show up.
You know,
that would
if
be
they
it.
Put The Rock in King Kong, The Rock has it in his contract that he can't lose a battle, so he would have to win a battle against King Kong or Godzilla. So that's probably what we won't see him. The Rock, you know, he's doing his best to like endear himself to me. I feel like this is he was personally offended by what we've said about how I don't enjoy him. And last week was WrestleMania Sunday night. Cody Rhodes finished the story. He beat Roman Reigns. It was probably the best 5 minutes in WrestleMania history, where you had John Cena come out, The Undertaker, and it all ended with Cody Rhodes winning. Who?
Yes.
Seth Rollins. Yeah, who cares?
Yes. I watched an hour and a half of that. I was very surprised with myself.
Why not? Yeah.
Why the heck not? I was like, let's watch
entertaining.
History, wife.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, if you're going to show wrestling to a non-fan, that's probably the show to do.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm really engaged in this. I went downstairs and like fell asleep to like a Mankind versus the Undertaker Hell in the Cell match. And I was like,
oh my God.
Watch this. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Wow. Well, we have to add in some more wrestling talk now.
I got all into wrestling for like 20 minutes and then just like conked out with a headache because I didn't have my CPAP machine. Wasn't hooked up to my device.
You gotta keep that thing around.
Wrestling almost killed me that night.
You need like a mobile version to bring with you.
Just have
it strapped to it all the time.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about wrestling is you can kind of like just watch WrestleMania each year because they catch you up on the stories. So it's like, I'll see everybody next year. Like the majority of the internet like checks out for 11 months, and then when it's WrestleMania, it's like, oh, what's going on? Let me check this out
Time
again.
To get back in. Gotcha.
So a big thread on this show the last few weeks and months have been these Super 7 Simpsons figures, and like all good things, this too must come to an end. Now,
you're finishing the story on these too.
I'm finishing the story. Thank you so much. Even better. You're even welcome. Better transition. Truth be told, I only have half of the final wave because the other half sold out and I was not able to get it through Entertainment Earth. And if somebody would like to send those to me,
aren't they available on Big Bad Toy Store at the
show? Sure, but I don't want to spend real money to get them. So,
maybe
someday I will get them. We'll see. I feel like this wave is going to be real hard to find in the future, so maybe I should get it now. But here we go. Figure number one, Devil Flanders. And I did break him because I tried to take off his coat and his little clasp here snapped. But it's like not broken, and there's like a part underneath it. So I'm not really sure how it was connected, if it was just glued.
Just glue it.
But I think I could fix it. And then I also ripped the seam putting the coat back on, but it's under his armpit, so you actually don't notice it too much.
No, it's so, like Gambit's plastic coat back in the 90s. He always broke that.
God, that was disgusting. That
that thin piece
that
of plastic.
That was the worst design decision. Like, my God, it was like a plastic bag. Anyway, this is a fun figure, but it's like, why did you do the devil version of Ned Flanders when you could have done regular Ned Flanders? I just don't understand it. It's so specific from one episode, and it was a Halloween episode, so it's not even like it exists in Simpsons canon or anything. Like,
it's so extreme. Like, what figures got, what characters got figures first?
Right.
Versus.
It makes no sense. And then the next set was going to be normal Lisa and Marge and Groundskeeper Willie. Like, clearly this was the straw that broke the camel's back, and someone was like, stop it. Stop doing like the most bizarre D-level characters and do the normal
people. I'm
going to
tell you, I feel like we're slowly stumbling onto Super 7's operating system here, where they just have names in a hat and they go around the office and they're like, let's pick them out, and they pick one name out and it's like, Devil Flanders, that's who we're making. Yay!
I just think they think that these characters are so toyetic, but they don't realize that
Florida Stanley.
You have to have, like, if you want to collect the set, you need to have like some basics.
You
can't just have these like cool, interesting looking characters. Like, you need the core family to exist to interact with these cool characters.
Right. I mean, you look at Playmates' Star Trek Next Generation line. You had the whole bridge crew, and then you had a Borg, a Klingon, and a Romulan, and I think a Ferengi. And they could just do battle. Star Wars, the same thing. The core characters, and then you had Darth Vader, and you had a Stormtrooper. And then the next wave, you had Boba Fett. And at that point, your kids could play.
Listen, that's just not how Brian does things. So three heads. Very nice. I mean, this would have been a great, just normal head. He's got the glasses. They actually have a lens in there. It's very well executed. You missed it earlier. Who wants to go on a mustache ride? So those are very nice. He doesn't come with a ton of stuff. He's got alternate hands. And he has the pen on fire, and then where Homer signs away his soul for a donut. So you can.
This is when we started seeing like the accessories start to diminish. You start with that wave one where you get the full ass panda, and now you get a pen with a piece of soul paper.
But you know, I will always take. I would trade the panda to keep the alternate heads because I feel like there's one head in every set that makes it worthwhile, and it's this screaming head. But it's like you wouldn't want this as your normal head, but like it's so great. It totally sells the character.
Do you feel just to interrupt you real quick, do you feel like they lost an opportunity to just do like donut head Homer with that?
Right. So what they should have done if they were going to do like an episode specific character like Devil Flanders, they should have done his opposing Homer. Like that, like make these like companion figures. That makes up.
You could have just done Homer too. It's a head swap though at that point, cuz it's the donut and then it's Homer and it's like literally that's how you get you get your variety. If you're going to be doing these episode-specific head portraits and these variations, and the bodies stay the same, just do it that way.
That would have made a lot of sense. But again, this line did not get canceled because of these decisions that got canceled because Disney has a different concept of how collectibles should be sold. So it didn't matter in the end. But yes, I agree. I think we can all agree that there were better ways to do these characters. While we're comparing series to series, series one had the outer slip box and then that brown shipper box.
Mm-hmm.
And then series two and three, they lost the brown box. And then by this final series, series four, it didn't even have that slip. So it was just the open box. So you could see the figure, which is how it should have been.
Right.
From the beginning. Like, why would you hide the figure under two layers of
vaulted
packaging?
Figure. I need a companion to open it with a set of keys.
But because we got series two, three, and four within like a little over a month, it's so funny to see how they changed. So the other character I got was, he's called King Size Homer. We know him as Moo Moo Homer. Now, just looking at him on the camera here, he does look funny. I like the face, but the heads are. If you thought maybe you could replace the Deep Space Homer with these heads. Nope. They are very fat. Look at that neck.
Oh, wow. Look at that neck.
They are very fat. He has some sort of growth. Again, the sculpt is great. The head, if you compare this to the Playmates head, because Playmates did this character too. Sculpt they is did. Perfect for the head. And there's a mean. He's so angry.
It looks like he would be... Baron Harkonnen from Dune.
I can see that.
That head there. It's just like...
He's got his cape.
I like that he comes with his cape.
It's got
wire
in it.
Oh, yeah, that's like, fun.
All of these soft goods have wires. It's amazing. Yeah. His medal for saving the plant. Of course, he has the drinking bird that's articulated.
Oh, damn you.
He has his... What did he call this? His something pole, something stick. And then,
oh man,
oh shit, did I hit stop? Just dropped it on the screen. But then
the bird's supposed to do that job. What are you doing?
That's funny. So the mop is sculpted perfectly and the hand works. He's got little holes so you can hold it, so that works good. And then was there something else? His
fat guy hat. Just washing my fat guy hat.
So I mean, it's a very disturbing figure because
he's large.
Too big. It's just
you
it's
had
just
a picture. You sent
disturbing.
Me a picture of your child with him, and I was
he's very big.
It's just
he blocks my head.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Forget about the solar eclipse. You get the Homer eclipse.
There it is. Now I know what everybody's thinking. What's underneath the moo moo? And I this is gonna be a live reaction from Bill. So you ready for it?
I'm ready.
There it is.
What is it?
This is undies. He's on, and you can see him some belly too, so it's like they painted it, but there's no way to actually see it. It's like
I feel like he had to buy new underwear to accommodate his girth at this point.
I would hope so.
I feel like they should have really teased us and not put underwear there because I never assumed he was wearing underwear.
Yeah,
because he falls into that nuclear reactor, and you see his toes. I didn't think he was wearing underwear.
Well,
you're really playing it safe with that figure. I know.
Yeah, you could paint it yellow if you wanted to.
Paint it.
So
add a little,
this figure is actually very disturbing. Very disturbing to me.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm probably not going to display this one. And it's like, why did they make this version of Homer? It's fine if they wanted to do another Homer. You could do Pin Pal Homer. There's like a million Homers.
Right. There's so
you
many
went
Homers.
With big fat Homer. Somebody's favorite version of Homer. I don't know.
Sure.
But so I don't have Radioactive Man. Probably the figure I'm least excited about because yeah. It's not like Rainier Wolfcastle as Radioactive Man. It's just like
right.
the comic character as a figure.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I do want Dedrick Tatum. Sounds like Michael Crawford had him because he sounds like he got his arms backwards. That sucks.
Oh.
But I do want that figure eventually. So maybe I should jump on the one on Big Bad Toy Store. But yeah. So
this is it.
It will, you know, this line will go down in toy history as a very unique toy line. And now we move on to Jax and, you know, it'll be, I'm sure I'll get a couple of those at least to compare because it's comparison time.
There's an overarching story with every year that we make the show. And I just,
yes,
this is going to go down right next to the Ghostbusters
retro
debacle.
Yes.
Is your interest and love for the Super 7 Simpsons line.
It really is the end of a story. It really is.
Yes.
Because it's the end. There's no more unless they get the license back. And even if that happened, it would not be for a long time. So
right.
It's bittersweet. And bittersweet's in a way. So now those will go in a box. Maybe the aliens will stay out because they're too big. Got to put those behind me somewhere. But
you put them with the popcorn buckets because they're just that big.
That's true. Yeah. Competing for size. All right. Anything else? What else? There's a ton of stuff. Oh, you know what? We got to talk about this. So Super 7, continuing with Super 7, they teased something new for The Office, and it was a picture of a Dundee. And I was like, well, we did it again. We called it again. They're doing their Office Ultimates. But the photo of the Dundee, I didn't feel like it was detailed enough that it was for like a six inch scale. So I was like, but I'm still going to say we were right. So what it was is another set of reaction figures featuring Prison Mike, which is a figure that you called.
I did.
Dwight as...
Basketball Dwight.
Basketball Dwight, which I think I called.
With the face shield.
Yes. Which is exactly how you want your Dwight displayed forever.
Right.
Normal Pam. With Dundee. And then Florida Stanley, which... What?
Right.
Why won't they do Jim? They did Goldface Jim. No normal Jim. Can
Gold
never get a normal Jim.
So iconic.
I hate Goldface Jim. Golden face. So
I feel like we're on the precipice of seeing it. Yes. I think it's gonna happen.
We'll see. I'm less convinced now.
You are.
Maybe they'll just do more reaction figures. I don't know.
I think they're going to test the waters with these Sabotage figures.
Yeah.
And go from there. We'll see where the Beastie Boys character goes. And then from that point, they'll be like, people want regular. And I mean, that's the thing. I wouldn't mind a couple people in like business suits and ties. I really wouldn't mind that.
I don't know that I love the way that they design the bodies, though.
Okay.
Because they don't. There's like not enough articulation or it's like sort of weird the way it's cut in there. It's like a secondary thought. But I would like to see, but they would have to get the faces correct. If they didn't look exactly like the actors, it would be like, there's no point. There's no point to any of this. Do you remember there was another company that did the 3¾ Office figures and they had Dwight, Michael, and Pam. And they were five below.
They were five below. We keep, who did those? Fat Mojo?
That's right, because they did DuckTales too. Mojo. Yeah.
Yes.
And now, I mean, those weren't $20 like these reaction figures.
They weren't.
So it'll be interesting to compare. Because those weren't very good likenesses.
They weren't.
But
no, of course
not. You know, they were essentially what these are. They had the same articulation. Yeah. They came with accessories.
Right.
So now reactions like, or Super 7's like, now we want you to pay $20 for these. Like, what? Again, who's buying reaction figures for $20?
Who's doing it?
Nobody.
Who's doing it? Like, no one's buying those Transformer reaction figures that just litter the Target aisles next to the real
the G.I.
Transformers.
Joe ones. They're just like laid
those
out there.
Those just sit there until they're on the end cap and clearanced.
Right. Oh, speaking of Transformers, that was something else from this CinemaCon thing. Transformers 1. Do you know about this?
I did see that. It's like an origin story.
What is this? But it's animated?
Oh, is it? That's sad.
I guess because it's on Cybertron. Well, maybe it's animated, but it's live action, but you know there won't be any people. I don't know. I actually don't know. But Chris Hemsworth, is he Optimus?
Is he?
Because he was there. I imagine he would be like the main character, but
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so we don't know anything about this, but it's a Transformers movie. It's going to be a theatrical release. So that's good. Oh, then they're doing Transformers and G.I. Joe. They announced that, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, and the R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, okay. We got to talk about that.
Ronin movie, real quick.
So somebody, I don't know, it was like a year ago, somebody was like, they should do an R-rated Ninja Turtles movie. And we were like, you're insane. They would never. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But they're going to do it. It's going to happen. They're doing a live action adaptation of The Last Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, we'll see if it happens. You know, we'll see if it actually gets made and everything. But they're producing it like they're trying to do it.
I feel like it's going to lead to a lot of traumatized children.
Oh, I know.
You need to like they need these movies where the parents have some, like the uninitiated parents know what they're getting into. Like right below the theater, it says the turtles are going to die in this. Violently. Don't bring your child.
Yeah. Yeah. April gets all scarred up. Oh, and people were saying that they should get Judith Hogue back to play April. And I was like, all right, well, that's nice. Okay. I guess so. But I think it would be weird to do a whole Turtles movie where you only see 3/4 of them in flashback. Like, I feel like that the audience would not appreciate that. No. So I don't know how you tell that story and make it feel fulfilling.
It's tricky.
But they did a comic. People like the comic.
They've done several comics at this point.
Well, then they introduced the new Turtles. And I don't know if people like that. I don't know if people will be okay with that.
See, I don't know enough about the media.
Me neither, but I just have
pictures.
Is going
to force me to do it.
Yeah. So it's exciting. And then I think they were working on a video game for it. So somebody, whoever the person is behind Last Ronin is doing a really good job at pushing that as like everybody should get on board on this. So we'll see what happens. It's an interesting development, if nothing else. Maybe these are the Ninja Turtles that McFarlane was going to make. We thought he was going to do this last cartoon one, but maybe it's actually going to be for these.
He's waiting. Yeah. So you think Playmates would even touch that at that point?
I don't know.
Doubtful.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because NECA's done Last Ronin. Oh, you know what? Did do a Last Ronin figure collectors.
They did
do it. So there's precedent for that.
There is.
Speaking of McFarlane, let's end with this. So I saw this Spawn and Batman statue on my feed, but I don't collect statues, so I just sort of scrolled past it. But I did not realize that it was a Kickstarter crowdfunding situation. So what this is McFarlane has made his own version of HasLab, and it's called the Collectors Club Drawing Board. And their first offering is a DC Direct Spawn Batman comic resin statue for $500. Now, this was supposed to be available for 25 days, but in less than 2 days, it has closed up shop. And it says that the project was fully funded and sold out in 1 day.
Okay.
But that's not how crowdfunders work.
See,
usually.
Todd McFarlane has like no idea how any of it worked. Build the figures, now crowdfunding.
That's right, he does it.
He's just like, just
he's
it's
like,
not $20.
Here's parts of it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I can do that. Right.
Oh,
so the weird part of this, other than it selling out, which is not how this is supposed to work, there was a time when the the website was showing that the project was losing money.
Yeah.
It actually had negative dollars.
Man.
So I don't know if it was a problem with the website or this was actually it sold out.
I miss that old website so much with the forum
the
and everything.
Website, the forum?
The Spawn
yeah.
forum was
so great.
Oh,
the Spawn
great.
Forum. That was the
I
last
loved
vest-
going
vestige
there.
Of the internet message board community.
That to me, that was my message board. Like, you have your versions of the message board. That was my message board at the time. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where my stories come from.
I still remember the day it shut down. It wasn't that
long
ago.
I remember going and being like, wait, where is it? Hello?
Where'd it go?
Hello?
And then
hello?
They, you know what? Not only that, they tried to move over to another one, and it might still exist. I had it bookmarked at one point, but I think most people have migrated over to Facebook groups at this point, which is sad.
It is.
Any other big stories from the week?
No, we covered a lot. Tune in next week when I have my reaction to this little set.
Oh, look at that!
Yes,
open it.
I'll at least open the box.
Well, nobody expects you to open the individual figures.
Yeah. No, I think
sure
when they go
there.
To clearance, they have to be in there. I don't know. When they go to clearance, then I'll open them. That's my trend with these.
I feel like these are like new cars where they say they lose like 40% of the value. I feel like when you open a reaction figure or one of these retro figures, it's just like the carding is 90% of it.
I missed out on that return of the second Return of the Jedi wave that had Yak Face and Mon Mothma. I missed out on that. That's sold out. And now it goes for a damn premium on the aftermarket.
No. Was that only sold in a box set?
It was only sold in the box set, and I think it was only a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. So,
well, I remember... Was that the second Jedi one? Because I remember that Jedi Luke being like up on Entertainment Earth a bunch.
Yes, no, it was. But okay, then I think they carried
set.
Over a Jedi Luke to like the Book of Boba Fett set as well.
Okay. Oh, weird.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good.
But we'll talk about that next week.
That is a story for another time.
Yes.
Like how she got Luke's lightsaber. We're never going to know. We're never going to know.
I don't care.
That's why we're not in any hurry to tell that story. All right, everybody. Well, you know what we say? We don't want to grow up, but we already did. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
I still want to be a toy.